afternoon. Welcome to the EcoNews Report. I'm your host this week, Annie Maher from the North Coast Environmental Center. The EcoNews Report is an exclusive feature of KHSU, brought to you by the North Coast Environmental Center, publisher of our regional environmental newspaper, EcoNews. Don't forget you can find this show and other KHSU public affairs shows on the audio archives page at khsu.org. Today we are listening in on Congressman Jared Huffman's Humboldt County public hearing over his public lands bill draft legislation. This draft legislation was recently released for comment and input, and Huffman is having several public hearings throughout the North Coast. We had the opportunity to speak with Congressman Huffman about this draft legislation, and then we'll be listening in on his words at the hearing and some comments and questions from public attendees. Afterwards, we'll be speaking with Ryan Henson from Cal Wild, the California Wilderness Coalition, about Cal Wild's role in the legislation and where it will be going in the coming months. So, for starters, how about you just give us a brief introduction to the legislation that you're drafting?
Sure. What I am trying to do in this bill is reflect the fact that my district is one of the most amazing places in the country, certainly in the state, and we have a lot of public land that's valued for a lot of different reasons. So, I've been working with some groups who care about our public lands for a couple of years now to develop some ideas. Some of them will include wilderness expansion, where that makes sense. Some of them will include better management of existing forest lands, for example, to make our forests healthier, more resilient. It will provide for designations that allow, we hope, some proactive measures to better protect communities from wildfires. Some policy improvements to better plan for fire suppression where that's necessary in wilderness areas, for example. Identifying some areas that will be prioritized for coho salmon recovery because we got a lot of work to do there and we have a lot of opportunities as well. And then addressing this challenge of the damage from years of trespass marijuana grows that have really taken their toll in some of these watersheds. So all of that and more, expanding wild and scenic river protections strategically, working with local communities, and hopefully doing all of this in a really thoughtful way that is broadly supportable, expanding recreational opportunities in some areas as well.
So what is the next step in this? As for the entire process, how will this become a law?
Yeah, so I have a discussion draft, which is out for review, and these public meetings that I'm having this week are part of a listening tour, really, to try to get feedback from people on that discussion draft. So I'm hoping that people will take the time to do something that no one really wants to do, and that's read a piece of legislation. It's not exactly a page-turner, but if people would take the time to skim through it, take a look, show up to one of our listening sessions or email or otherwise provide feedback, that's really important to us as we move toward developing a bill that we'll introduce later this year.
So like you said, you're looking for public input within these next three meetings. You're just looking for feedback within them?
We put the discussion draft out as a way to start that conversation. So I'm sure it'll change. We're going to listen to what people say. We'll incorporate good ideas and accept technical feedback and other things that we hear from the community, and we'll see where this goes.
We've heard for a while that this legislation was being drafted. When did you exactly start work, or how did you come up with the specifics as you were moving along drafting it?
It's been very iterative. I had some people, even before I got elected to Congress, people were telling me their ideas about things we could do better in our public lands. And I've never really stopped hearing ideas and input on that subject because we have a lot of public lands. It's a big, big deal in many of the communities I represent. So I can't pinpoint any one specific beginning of this bill, but it has evolved with discussions between my staff and various outside groups and stakeholders. And we felt it was important to kind of take it to this level of a discussion draft and then go out for formal public input. And, you know, there will be a bill, an actual bill introduced at the end of this. I can't tell you if that'll be in, you know, 2 weeks or 2 months. We want to, doing it right is much more important to me than doing it quickly.
Who were some of those groups or organizations that you consulted along the way?
You know, we have talked to everyone from the broad stakeholder group represented in the Trinity Collaborative, for example, to federal agencies, to wilderness advocates, recreational advocates, folks in the forest products industry, certainly Native American tribes, local government leaders, we've really tried to take an awful lot of input on this, and we're not done. So that's kind of what this next step is about. We want to complete that process of taking stock of good ideas and public concerns, and we'll keep working on it together, hopefully.
So what are other bills that you are watching that could impact the North Coast?
I laugh because when I go back to Washington in a couple of weeks, I'll go right back into the bunker. I mean, there's just a ton of bad legislation and executive actions with this administration that are advancing that could adversely affect the North Coast. There's some things that I'm working on that I think could positively affect the North Coast as well. This is one that I think would be positive for the environment and the economy, but we'll be playing defense against ideas to do offshore drilling in California, to do much more fossil fuel extraction on all sorts of public lands, to gut the Endangered Species Act, to gut all the bedrock environmental laws are in the crosshairs. And, you know, that would really be bad for a district like mine that depends on the environment, on tourism, on, you know, the restoration economy and so many other things that we value.
So what are some final thoughts for people who might be interested in the bill or getting involved with this issue or similar issues that might be listening to EcoNews?
Yeah, send us your ideas and go to my website and check out this bill. Work with us to develop something that we can all be proud of, and stay tuned because we will be pulling a bill together that I think will be exciting and positive and, again, I hope broadly supportable. You know, I've been warned that doing something on public land management is sometimes prone to conflict. So far, I would say we're operating in what could be a sweet spot. That's certainly the way we've tried to approach this bill, to try to build out support from all sorts of different stakeholders, and we'll hope that we can make that happen.
Well, great. That was Congressman Huffman speaking about his recently released draft legislation on public lands. Up next, we'll be listening to his words at the Humboldt County public hearing and some of the public comments and questions that were raised during the discussion.
District work period, because it's a chance for me to really get out and about a district that includes six counties, a lot of communities that I wish I could spend even more time in than I do, but we've got important work to do together here tonight, and so I'm delighted to be here. And I want to thank all of you for caring enough about this beautiful piece of the country, this beautiful piece of California, and the public lands are such an important part of it. The lion's share of this bill, of course, is most relevant to Trinity County. And I know that's important, but I also know all of you regard the entire North Coast as home. And so here's an overview of what this bill tries to do so far. We would designate 700,000 acres of the South Fork Trinity Mad River watershed as a special restoration area. There would be a provision involving previous logged forest. We hope that previously logged forest would be improved, that the danger of unnaturally severe wildfires will be reduced through careful logging, especially involving shaded fuel breaks. This will improve forest diversity. It'll decrease fire danger along roads where most human-caused fires occur. It will help young groves of trees develop into mature forests more quickly, and this is an important piece of making all this work. Proceeds from these projects could be returned to fund additional restoration in the special restoration area. The bill would also establish a partnership of federal, state, and local entities that can help to clean up and restore our federal public lands in northwestern California that have been affected by many years now by illegal trespass marijuana grows. We really do have to do something about that damage that is really taking its tolls on our watersheds. The bill would require BLM and the Forest Service to coordinate to better manage fires in northwestern California's wilderness areas. That's something that is not happening now, but it really should, that type of coordination and joint planning. More than 326,000 acres of federal public lands would be designated wilderness by expanding 9 existing wilderness areas and establishing 10 new ones. Now, these are not new public lands. They are lands that are already in federal public ownership. Firefighting with bulldozers and aircraft continue in these wilderness areas if that's necessary to protect public safety. About 485 miles of stream would be designated wild and scenic rivers. Federal land managers would be required to protect a half-mile-wide corridor of federal public lands that border each of these streams. The designation will not impair existing private property rights. The Forest Service, BLM, and the National Park Service would be required to work with local communities and interested parties to develop a regional trail development plan. We hope that we can improve recreational opportunities through this bill. It would also launch a study of the possibility of establishing what we are tentatively calling the Bigfoot National Recreational Trail. This would run, chuckles for the Bigfoot fans in the audience, this would run from southern Trinity County to Oregon. The bill would authorize construction of specified mountain biking routes in Del Norte County, would designate the Elk Camp Ridge Recreation Trail, and designate the Horse Mountain Special Management Area, which would enhance the recreational and scenic values of the recreation area while conserving the plants, wildlife, and other natural resource values of the area. And finally, the bill would authorize the construction of an interagency visitor center in Weaverville, Trinity County. So that's a quick overview. I hope, again, you'll dive into at least the one-pager, take a look at the map, and now I want to move toward hearing your comments on this discussion draft, especially interested in any ideas on what else you think should be included in what we hope will ultimately be a public land management bill for the North Coast that we can all support and be proud of.
Congressman Huffman?
I'm with the Eel River Recovery Project, and you're really on the right track. Forest health is paramount, and we need your vision in Congress, because Gifford Pinchot was right. This is our water supply, and to protect and expand public lands is prudent in this time when there is a water crisis, and also for biodiversity. And our group actually would like to see forest health as an initiative in the entire southern wilderness of the Eel, from Lassics all the way down to the Snow Mountain Wilderness, because oak forest is in decline, and the cessation of burning has really proven to be very bad in terms of landscape health and also water yield. And so, taking a page from the Carib book and the Memorandum of Understanding with the Klamath and Six Rivers, we should get around Valley Tribes with the Mendocino and Six Rivers and really get a recreational corridor on that side. Have a trail that really explores the southern end of the Klamath Knot that's so beautiful and so vital. And then we intertwine that as ecotourism. We're going to be opening an office in Willits, and we want to promote ecotourism in the Eel and intertwine that. I think it can help with economic diversity. So I think you're on the right track, and I hope that you are a leader for us at a national level.
Well, thank you. Thanks for those comments.
Thank you. My name is Maureen. I'm here representing Great Old Rods for Wilderness. We're an elder woman-led group. You seem to already be familiar with us.
No, I'm just enjoying the name.
There are 5,000 of us in the country. There's nearly 1,000 of us in the state and 100 in your district. 10 Great Old Rods live in the city limits of Eureka. Over 100 of us camped in the Six Rivers in July. You will be receiving a bundle of letters that we wrote for you to thank you tomorrow. More importantly than that, in our continued advocacy for public lands, climate change prevention, and Endangered Species Act, there will be 30 of us on the Hill in October advocating for this, and I look forward to seeing you in D.C.
That's terrific. Thank you. First off, I just wanted to elaborate, and I think to emphasize what a lot of folks have been mentioning here, is just a thanks towards this bill. There's a lot of very positives towards it, towards the conservation of our public lands, not just for this generation, but for future generations. And I appreciate it. The organization that I represent, Intergovernmental Ecology Research Center, as well appreciates it. And one of the main focuses, too, which we're very appreciative of, is addressing the trespass cultivation that's occurring on our public lands, and also removing that scourge of this interdisciplinary approach that we're coming up with. So I just want to thank you for that and proposing that. Based off of our data, is once you remove it and the infrastructure out there, there is a 0% of reoccupation.
Your data is showing that.
Yeah. Okay. So that.
Thank you, Mark, for your great work at UC Davis on this and for working with us. You'll obviously be an important partner in trying to make this thing succeed.
Thank you.
Congressman Huffman, thank you for your leadership on this legislation. My name is Dan Seeley. I'm a I want to thank you for a legislation that recognizes the need to take care of our most poor communities in this part of your district. So thank you very much for that. Your legislation does actually look at recreational opportunities, including much more access than we probably have right now in appropriate areas, and I appreciate that as well. I moved to this area in the 1970s, and one of the first things I did was I was lucky enough to go to a meeting with the people who was an inspiration to me, Lucille Vineyard, and we went to a women's conference in 1974. And she wrote, the last thing Lucille Vineyard did that I saw was she wrote a letter in support of this specific legislation. And I will give that to you this evening. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. And thanks, Dan, for working with us.
Hi, Congressman Larry Glass from North Coast Environmental Center and State in Trinity County. I just wanted to speak up to the Chinkapin Roadless area, which is one of the areas you have designated there for a lot of you that have never even heard of it, I'm sure. It is the largest unprotected stand of Douglas, old growth Douglas fir that we have left in Northern California. So thank you for including that. It's been a pleasure to work with you over the last 4 years on this.
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, and thanks to you. I'm Greg Foster. I'm Executive Director of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, who voted back in November to support legislation like that, managing the environmental economic development goals that we see that are so closely interrelated. So thank you for this legislation. We look forward to working with you as it makes its way through the process. I want to personally, my sons are the sixth generation of my family that live either in Sonoma and Humboldt County. And it's really interesting when you're in one place that long. Apparently we're lack of curiosity. But to read
or
my
you found a really great place to live.
Exactly. To read my great-great-grandfather's diaries as he sailed into the Yerba Buena village in the mid-1840s, of course, now San Francisco. And as I talked to my grandfather about fly fishing, the Russian or the eel or the klamath in the 20s and 30s, and what's sad is I can't necessarily pass those same stories and experiences on to my grandkids, which I hope are quite a few years off. But I want to thank you for this legislation and this approach because it's long-term. And so maybe even if I can't tell those stories, my kids or my grandkids can tell those stories. And so I want to thank you for that.
Great. Thank you. I think a lot of the questions have touched on inadequate funding and resources for the federal agencies that right now are really stretched and trying to do things that we've asked of them, including fighting wildfires that always exceed their budgets. We never manage to fund or treat our wildfires in the West the way we should. It's even the catastrophic ones, which should be considered natural disasters and funded in the same way as hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes. But for some reason, out here in the West, we ask the Forest Service and BLM to just find the money in their budget when something really catastrophic like that happens. We've got to change that. And we've got to fight for better baseline funding for all of these important programs. So just know that I am fighting that fight. I'm on the Natural Resources Committee, and just a few weeks ago, we had our new Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, before us to testify on the budget that the Trump administration is proposing for the Department of Interior. The budget reflects priorities that are way out of whack in terms of public lands and Endangered Species Act implementation and the National Park Service and many of the other things that we're talking about here tonight. All of them are slashed dramatically into this budget. And fossil fuel interests are plussed up in this budget. There's money reallocated to do a new leasing plan off the West Coast. And believe me, they've got all sorts of things in mind that would require a much bigger meeting room than this one for the California coast. So we're fighting that fight. And Secretary Zinke told our committee this is what a balanced budget looks like. It's not what a balanced budget has to look like. There's a thumb on the scale for extractive industries in this budget and a big crosshairs for the environment and for the interests that I think many of us value. So just rest assured that I'm fighting that.
You were just listening to some of the comments and questions raised at Monday's hearing over Congressman Huffman's public lands bill. Now we'll be speaking to Cal Wild Representative Ryan Henson, who's going to speak to us about Cal Wild's involvement in the bill. Welcome, Ryan, and thank you for speaking with us. All right, welcome, Ryan. To start us off, do you want to describe the work of the California Wilderness Coalition?
Yeah, so we were founded in 1976 with the goal of helping to take care of the over 40% of California that is owned by the people of California or the American people in the form of federal and state lands. We try to protect the wildest remaining portions of those lands and the wildest remaining streams on them, and also to carry out restoration and to get the funding for these lands that is so sorely needed. So that's what we do, advocate for that 40% of the state.
And what is your and CalWild's involvement with Huffman's bill?
A few years ago, before he was elected, we sat down with Jared Huffman and told him about our desire to protect the last unprotected wild places in his future district. And he told us that he wanted us to look at a wide range of issues to benefit public land and the sustainable uses of public land. And so he set us out to talk to stakeholders throughout the district, to talk to the land management agencies and folks like that. And so I have spent 4 years now talking to folks who live in this region and finding out how they use public lands, what they value about public lands, and then trying to help put together a proposal for the congressman's consideration. So that's kind of what I've been doing.
So you provided a lot of the baseline information for his decisions with the bill.
A lot of the baseline information and helped elevate the ideas for him to consider.
And you said that CalWild's been working on this for the past 4 years?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but it's been 4 years now.
So what do you hope the bill will accomplish for the North Coast?
Well, it's actually unprecedented in that the primary point of the legislation will be to restore places that have largely been logged or filled with roads. We're going to take about 700,000 acres of public land in southern Trinity County and southeastern Humboldt County and basically ask the Forest Service to do an experiment in restoration there. And that's an entirely new thing that's never been tried before in legislation. And so in addition to protecting wilderness, which is something I've done before, I'm hoping that this legislation with the restoration can help inspire others to move forward with restoration around the country and, you know, maybe create some jobs while we restore the land. There's a real promise for an economic and an environmental win-win.
So with this being unprecedented, like what you were saying, do you or CalWild have any concerns as the process moves forward?
Well, I would have more concerns if our champion wasn't Jared Huffman. He is someone who believes in sound science. He's someone who believes in helping in using science to shape policy. And I believe that if he finds out during this review period or even after the bill is introduced that there's some serious flaw with the approach, that he would adjust it. So I'm really not that concerned. Plus, you know, the restoration will be an experiment, basically. It's not sort of a permanent management framework we're going to impose on all national forests or anything, but rather one chunk of one national forest to see how it goes.
Absolutely. So where can people go to get more information about CalWild's involvement or the bill?
Right now, the best place folks can go is Congressman Huffman's website, which is just huffman.house.gov, huffman.house.gov. And he has a copy of the draft bill. He has a summary of the draft bill, maps, and a link where folks can submit their comments or edits or other input on the draft bill. So it's one-stop shopping.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. And I think we're all excited to see what happens with the bill as it moves forward. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
This has been the Econews Report. My name is Annie Maher, and I've been your host for the past half hour. Today, we've listened in on Congressman Huffman's Humboldt County public hearing over his public lands bill and listened to his one-on-one interview with us about the draft legislation. We also heard some of the public comments and questions raised during the public hearing and spoke with Cal Wild Representative Ryan Henson about Cal Wild's role in the draft legislation. You can find more information, or you can submit your own opinion or comment, or learn more about the issue by visiting Congressman Huffman's website. And don't forget that all are invited to the North Coast Environmental Center Summer Barbecue Party on Sunday, August 27th from 3 to 7 p.m. We'll have delicious food, drinks, and lawn games, and music by Fred Neighbor and Jr. Purchase your tickets by August 20th, as this event will sell out. Tickets and more information can be found on our website at www.yournec.org. If you'd like to replay this interview or share it with others, you can go to the public affairs page on the KHSU website at khsu.org, where these programs are archived for 2 weeks after they air. Previous shows are posted on the KHSU website. If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call KHSU's listener comment line at 826-6089. The Econews Report is produced for KHSU, located at Humboldt State University in cooperation with the North Coast Environmental Center. Many thanks to Fred McLaughlin for engineering. Join us next time for the next Econews Report.